Cities and towns across Ohio are reporting higher rates of opioid-related overdoses compared to last year. That means more emergency runs by paramedics, more milligrams of the overdose reversal drug Narcan, and visits to the ER. Some cities say that this is putting a strain on their budget. WOSU's Esther Honig asks the question, how much does an overdose cost?
Like many stations across Columbus, Station 18 in the Linden neighborhood has seen an uptick in the number of overdose runs.
So about four, almost 5 years ago, we started seeing a real bad increase in this.
That's Lieutenant Jeff Shaw. He shows me the equipment used for reviving someone who's overdosed on an opiate.
This is our supply cabinet. Use one of these.
He grabs a bag valve mask that's used to help the patient breathe.
This is the big thing here. This is what now they... We put the Narcan in, and we can spray it up their nose.
It's a syringe with a blunt tip called a MAD device. And Narcan, that's the overdose reversal drug. Altogether, these items cost about $50. That may not seem like a lot, but it adds up. Columbus paramedics answer about a dozen overdose calls a day. Just last year, the city spent a record $250,000 on Narcan, significantly more than what they spend on any other drug. If you talk to Battalion Chief Steve Martin, he'll say it's putting pressure on an already tight budget.
There's a lot of people that are requesting things that we say no to because there's no money.
But he says it's not going to bankrupt them. The department runs hundreds of other emergency calls a day, and many of the associated costs, like the use of the ambulance and the staff hours, those are already accounted for.
We're on duty. We're getting paid to be on duty. Whether we're on a run or not.
Another cost to consider is where the paramedics take the overdose patients, and that's to emergency departments like this one.
Once you've given them the Narcan and they've kind of come around, then there's going to be a period of observation.
Dr. Eric Adkins at The Ohio State University Hospital says overdose patients typically spend about 4 hours in the ER. Doctors want to ensure no other drugs were taken and that the patient isn't suicidal. In more serious cases, patients may suffer brain injuries and spend time in the intensive care unit.
It's expensive to get care in the emergency department. There's, you know, nurses that are attending to them. You got the techs. We have respiratory therapists, pharmacists.
The price of a single ER visit varies widely. The OSU hospital says last year they saw over 230 overdose patients. That cost them over $500,000. Keep in mind, this is just one of 7 ERs in the city, and each receives hundreds of overdose patients a year. Dr. Adkins says the price of care is something he and his staff rarely consider. But when you take a step back,
it does have a big financial burden, and it's not necessarily something that's just OSU. It's to emergency departments all over the country and the world.
In the unfortunate event that one of these overdose patients does not survive, the next cost comes from the Franklin County Coroner's Office. Last year, there were 353 fatal overdoses in Columbus, and each underwent an autopsy at the cost of around $1,200 each. In response to an upswing in overdose cases, the office has had to increase staff and budget. Esther Honig, WOSU News.